Comic-Con International San Diego has been around for decades now.
Okay.
It started originally as a comic convention and welcomed comic fans, scholars, vendors alike. And now it's blossomed into a convention that includes video games, books, comics, toys, cards, you name it. It's really a pop culture convention for fans of all different types of media.
You and your colleagues, Dr. John Alberti and Candace Van Leveren Geis, will be presenting at Comic-Con. What will you talk about?
The title of our presentation is Graphic Narratives as Learning Tools in Higher Education, Case of Kabuki the Alchemy. And what we'll be doing is talking about the 2011 Book Connection selection here at Northern Kentucky University called Kabuki the Alchemy by writer and artist David Mack. And David was an alum here. We decided to select his book as a common read for freshmen. More than 1,000 freshmen read the book. And we're going to be talking about how they used it, how they reacted to it, how faculty used it in terms of visual arts, writing studies, and also university studies.
And how can graphic novels be used as learning tools?
Well, it can be used in a variety of ways. English departments might use it to talk about the text. Visual art departments may talk about the choices that the artist made throughout the pages. And then in university studies, for instance, at our institution, we talked about what the author did to create the piece, what things the author studied throughout his time here at Northern.
What's the difference between a comic book and a graphic novel?
You know, that's a really interesting discussion going on about how to define what a comic book and graphic novel is. And generally, you can think of it like this. Comic book is more of a mainstream product. So the Supermans, the Green Lanterns, and things of that sort might fall under what we call a comic book. A graphic novel is more of a literary product, some say. So books like Mouse, Persepolis, Fun Home, and things of that sort, all of those are considered graphic novels because they have more of a literary bent.
How do you answer traditional learners that just see this art form as comic books for adults? Does that take away from the credibility of the literary skill of a graphic artist?
You know, I think that's another central question about the legitimacy of comic books and graphic novels. Is it just something to take lightly? And some of us will say no, because text and image are complementing each other. Look at anything like Facebook, things like Twitter, things like Flickr. They all have text and image to them. And so those of us who are kind of champions of, you know, the graphic narrative form will say that it's right in line with other media in the 21st century.
This is really a big deal for NKU to be invited and be on the cutting edge of using this kind of graphic novel. What does that mean to the school, and what does it mean to the departments?
I think it means that Northern Kentucky University is progressive in the way it approaches writing and visual art. So it kind of just shows that we're in touch with, again, how writing and visual art operates now. Hopefully we can use what we've learned from, you know, adopting this book and share that with others who might be interested in doing the same thing.
You can find out how to get more information about the Book Connection at NKU and Kabuki the Alchemy on our website at wnku.org under Local News. Rich Scheibner, thank you. Congratulations on Comic-Con.
It's my pleasure. Thanks.